Studio 360.
When I was a little kid, I remember loving another movie with a major robot character, The Day the Earth Stood Still. And that sound, back in my childhood in the 1960s, until Brian Wilson used it in Good Vibrations, that sound was the sonic signifier of sci-fi. An instrument called the theremin is one of the earliest electronic instruments invented in the 1920s. And it's not just the sound that's singular, so's the way you play it. It's just this box with a couple of antennae sticking out. You don't even touch it. I have played the piano, the trumpet, the French horn, the ukulele, but I realized there was a hole in my instrumental repertoire. I realized I needed a theremin lesson. Why don't you come over here,
okay.
And we'll talk for a while, and then we'll get back up. Or why don't you skip over here, actually, as you just did. So we invited the virtuoso Pamelia Stickney into Studio 360. Here is a track off her album, Thinking Out Loud. The great late synthesizer pioneer Bob Moog was also a theremin maker, and he took notice of Pamelia. He called her one of the most important innovators of the theremin living today.
Why do you think he said that about you? Is it because you are the greatest living thereminist?
Or
because there are so few of you out there?
Well, there are many people playing it. Even every year, it seems like it exponentially grows because people get introduced to it And usually once you see it and understand what's going on, everybody wants to try it and get one. And so there are a lot of them out there now. When I first began in L.A., I couldn't find a theremin at all. And that was 12 years ago. And there was only one of those really antique collectible ones for like 10 grand. And I thought, I'm not going to buy that just to try it.
And so did you find a place where you could go try it out?
No, there was an RCA, very old one that was for sale back in that time in LA. And that was the only one. So I ended up having to buy one.
Really?
Just to be able to try it.
Well, that sort of committed you right off the bat a little bit, huh?
Well, it's weird because the sad thing, well, not sad, it's kind of funny. It's like if you own a theremin, you're a thereminist, basically.
Turns out it now costs only a few hundred dollars to get a basic consumer model, but I wasn't quite ready to jump in, not without that lesson that I'd been promised.
Okay, so if you move your right hand towards and away from the pitch antenna, and let me calibrate it so we get more range. Yeah. And now if you move your right hand up. And actually, if you go in this direction.
People must just get stoned and do this.
I think people get stoned from doing this. if you move your hand up as if you're holding a microphone, yeah, then you can move towards and away from the antenna. No.
So now I'm moving my hand from my body slowly toward the antenna.
Yeah, you can go all the way if you want. You can hear how wide
closer
the range is.
Closer and closer and closer.
It's so interesting for me watching you play the theremin. I remember the first time I saw someone do it live, I thought, wait, this is a joke. They're not actually playing. There's because your fingers and hands aren't touching anything, at first glance, it almost seems as though you're miming their performance.
It's happened many times where people thought I was like doing some performance art thing where I was just moving my hands, especially if I'm playing with a band and there's a whole bunch of people on stage and people might not know what is doing what sound after a while. And it's like there's someone maybe playing a violin or I don't know, but then what is she doing there? Basically.
And this theremin, unlike the ones probably people have seen, which are antiques, is a very modern, fancy, glammy-looking instrument with a sort of curved antenna going off horizontally on one side and then an absolutely vertical antenna on the other side. It's like no other instrument. It's like this whole sort of alien version of musical instrument.
What's really amazing about it is that for being one of the first electronic musical instruments, this instrument wasn't designed to take after anything else. You have no tactile references except for touching your own hands, possibly.
There's no fret, there's no keyboard.
Yeah, it's all in the air, and it's all based on, like, relativity, really. If you shift the weight of your body onto, like, you know, your heels, even though you don't move your feet, you can recalibrate the theremin.
Tell me what to do.
Okay, so don't think of your pitch hand as going sideways. You know what I think of? If you're inside of, like, a really gummy, gooey, like, slushy kind of... Uh-huh. It's an optical illusion because it looks like my volume is going up.
After a sometimes. Very brief lesson, I thought I was maybe ready to tackle my first tune. See if you possibly recognize it. There, that sounds just like Mary Had a Little Lamb. Okay. Pamela tried to make me feel a little bit better about my pathetic attempt.
It's not even 100 years old, this instrument, and, you know, maybe in 200-300 years, it'll be someone that's like a Paganini that comes up to it and revolutionizes, you know, like, a whole new way to play it.
Now, before I let you go, can you play some maybe recognizable piece of music, but something that to show your virtuosity?
Virtuosity? I have no idea. I'll try and figure out something to play. Just solo very quickly something.
Cool. Later this month, Pamela Stickney will debut her new work for theremin, commissioned by John Zorn, called Peripheral Vision Escape Routes. And there is a video of my little theremin debut on our website at pri.org/studio360. And by the way, the consensus these days is that it was not technically a theremin used in the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, but instead a similar instrument designed to sound like one. Yeah.